I'm back, that little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
E-store for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with the Wolves Fan 4-Pack. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. See what people are howling about at ChicagoWolves.com. Shohei Ohtani will not be coming to the North Side. He's decided to sign with the Angels. John Morosi reported that part of the Cubs' presentation was a virtual reality experience of what his life would have been like as a Cub. The Cardinals say they are out on Giancarlo Stanton after he wouldn't waive his no-trade clause when compensation had been agreed to between the teams. The 4 teams Stanton reportedly would waive his no-trade clause for are the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, and Cubs. The Bears will be banged up again when they take on the Bengals Sunday. Adrian Amos, Eddie Goldman, and Pernell McPhee are doubtful. And John Fox thinks this offseason that looking at ways to reduce injuries is big for the league.
That's obviously a big one, in our league. I think you see with rules changes and the initiatives and player safety is a big factor. I think some of it, we'll look at with the competition committee this offseason.
The Bengals have injuries of their own. Marvin Lewis has already ruled out 6 starters, including Joe Mixon, Vontaze Burfict, Adam Jones, and Dre Kirkpatrick. Aaron Rodgers practiced in pads and could be back next week for the Packers. The Browns released receiver Kenny Britt, who was in the first year of a 4-year, $32.5 million contract. On the ice, Corey Crawford's been activated from IR and will start for the Hawks tonight against the Sabres. Vinny Hinostroza has also been called up. Tanner Caro and Jean-Francois Berube were sent to Rockford. And Nico Mirotic is expected to make his season debut tonight for the Bulls in Charlotte as they try and halt their 10-game losing streak. The update's brought to you by Arlington Acura. When searching for a new Acura, search for arlingtonacura.com. And football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the games, serving game day food and drink specials. Sign up for your chance to win a jersey during all Chicago Pro games. Visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Never.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
You come to the game and you start listing all the guys that are on IR with the bye week cap. They get unhealthy during the bye week, which is insane.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
You find Olin Krutz on Twitter at Olin_Krutz. You find him now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles at grossinger.com. All right, Olin. Jason Goff and I apparently just spontaneously made a wager. He thinks the Bears are going to beat the Bengals for what I think is a very... you're laughing.
Uh-oh.
He made a very reasonable case about the Bengals being banged up on a short week, probably looking past a team as bad as the Bears. I decided to bet on the Bears being bad enough to lose, even with all those things being true. What say you?
Listen, it's funny because I was going through everything today, and like Jason, man, we all just want to win, right? So I'm trying to talk myself into the Bears. They got all these guys injured. I think they got 6 guys out on defense, hoping Geno Atkins, questionable. Maybe he won't play. Mixon is out. But, you know, I couldn't talk myself into it. Golf, AJ Green and LaFell and Croft at tight end. And I just don't think the Bears are going to score enough points to beat these guys.
Speaking of those Bengals, they were involved in a Monday Night Football game that had the whole world talking because of, you know, towing the line, maybe crossing the line in terms of being a little dirty. I want to talk to you about the most physical slash maybe borderline dirty game that you've ever been involved in. And you yourself was known as a player sometimes that played to the echo of the whistle. You were known as nasty, never dirty. How do you straddle that fence as an NFL player?
You know, there is a difference, right? There is blatantly diving into a guy's knee to try to take his career out. Now, what Juju did when we played, you know, we always say that nowadays when we played, and that kind of bugs me. But, you know, that's a good block. I mean, I was just looking at it again today, putting it on Twitter that, Burfict is the nearest defender to the ball. That's who Juju should block. That's the block he should put on him. Now, I know people are going to say, well, he's got to stay away from his head. Well, that is easy to say when you're not on a football field. I just think at some point they're trying to control things they can't control in a football game, and the refs have so much on their plate, and we complain about them a lot, but their rule book has probably grown by 1,000 pages, right? And they have to look for all of these things. And did his helmet hit? Did they go helmet to helmet there? That's an illegal block. That's a defensive receiver. I mean, think about it, guys. Say this in your head. Juju got a penalty because Burfict is a defenseless linebacker. Okay, so that's why he got suspended. He hit a defenseless linebacker, a guy who was the nearest defender to the ball. He was the guy about to make the tackle, yet he was defenseless. So it's becoming a hard game to regulate. I don't know what they're throwing flags on anymore. I just think they're putting themselves in a predicament to try to make people happy and try to keep the uproar down. I think they've put themselves in a predicament where they're trying to control things they can't control anymore.
Is there a game that sticks out to you that you were involved in as a member of the Bears where you're like, you know what, a lot of people went out that day and for good reason?
There's actually a few games. I remember playing the Lions one year at Soldier Field. And, Dominic Raiola, who's a good friend of mine, grew up about two houses from each other. And he was known as a towing the line guy, too. So the guys are flying all over the place. He was getting the fights out there. I was getting the fights with guys on the Detroit side. I think we went to overtime and beat them that game. But I remember, speaking of Shazier, I remember going head-to-head, trying to dive into a pile late, hitting Ernie Sims and losing all feeling in my body. So that was a scary day, but a tough game and a hard-fought game. But Lions and Tampa Bay back when Warren Sapp, them were all there, and always the Green Bay game. So back in the day, Goff, to be honest with you, the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game that you saw break out the other night, back in the day, that was just regular.
When you hear what Mike Mitchell said from the Pittsburgh Steelers, an impassioned speech about how he's supposed to do his job and really pleading with the NFL in a way, and it really resonated with me because of what he said and how he said it and how he's being criticized, and it sounded to me like it came from a real place of a guy saying, look, just tell me what I'm supposed to do and I'll find a way to do it, but the current situation is just not sustainable. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like he said, that there's a lot of former players who are calling it disgusting, and this game has gotten out of hand, and all things of that nature. But look, to change it, then you have to change it from the bottom level, right? You have to change it. Like, you have to teach kids at the bottom level. You have to drill it. Then when you come off your route to crack back on a linebacker, you pretty much have to take a charge in basketball. And you cannot just tell people to do things in football. You have to drill it. It has to be muscle memory because the game is happening that fast. And for a wide receiver like the Pittsburgh receiver, who's, I don't know his exact weight, but looks like he's maybe 200 pounds. He's coming at Burfict. Burfict is probably about 240, 250, and he has to take that hit then. And you have to train him to do it because, like you guys all know, it's a natural reaction – when you're going at a big guy, to go as hard as you can, right? Because you're trying to protect yourself. That's the only way to protect yourself when you hit a really big man, is to be going full speed, put your whole body into it, is what he did, Dan. So it's interesting, because to change the game, what Mitchell is saying is, I have to go back and take out everything I've been taught by muscle memory then. I have to go, you know, he was taught in high school and in college that he's going to separate the receiver from that ball. And then he's going to go ahead first, give everything he's got, and hit that guy as hard as he can. So now, with the no pads, with the way the collective bargaining agreement is, they don't have a lot of padded practices anyway. So how do you drill the proper way to hit? How do you drill, okay, here, look, now this guy's running at you, but he can't see you. So you have to notice that he can't see you. So you have to break down with your arms out, and you cannot hit him full speed. So there's a lot of work to be done if they want the game to be like that. And then, obviously, the product suffers.
We got a little bit of breaking news here per baseball writer John Morosi. Giancarlo Stanton just turned down a deal to be sent to the San Francisco Giants.
That leaves three teams now.
So that leaves
the four
what?
That he mentioned.
The Yankees, the Cubs,
and the Astros.
And the Astros,
yep,
are the three teams left standing for a potential Giancarlo Stanton deal. So stay tuned to that.
He sees those Instagram things of Bryce Harper and Chris, mm-hmm, Bryant making kissy face at each other. He wants to jump in there.
All right, Olin, when you have been on teams that have been out of it and trying to motivate themselves as professionals to go play a game, when you have been a locker room leader on these teams, what separates the teams that care and play like they care and ones that may think they're going as hard as they should but really aren't?
Listen, Dan, when you're in these situations, which I was in a few times, all you can do, and no one wants to hear, look, this game means a lot. You're playing for your job. Put a good film out there. All that stuff falls on deaf ears. So all you can do is show them every day. You get there. You're still in the weight room. You're still working hard. Some guys are probably walking by and saying, what the hell is he doing? You're still studying film. You're still engaged with the coaches. You're still engaged in practice. You're almost giving fake. You know, if you fake it long enough, the energy finally shows up. So maybe you're running around a little harder, running down to the ball as fast as you can, giving a lot of energy and practice, showing everybody that as a leader or whatever it may be, that you still care. But look, these guys are all men. If somebody's checked out, there's just something. Sometimes you can't do anything for anybody. If he doesn't want to study his film and open his book at home, there's nothing you can do for him. So the only thing you can do in these situations is you be as ready as you can. You show them how hard they're supposed to be working, that they still should be in the weight room, that they still should be in a hot tub, they still should be in the ice tub, and still be getting their job done.
As a former Bear, and you now being a member of the media, and we're happy to have you as a colleague and a teammate, because you do a hell of a post-game show with Hub and Big Cat Williams. What is that emotional attachment to this team when you see it losing the way it's lost over the last 5-6 years?
Well, obviously, it's strong, right? I mean, obviously, I was there for 13 years. I don't know my exact numbers of game played. Of course I do, but I won't say it. But anyway, listen, it sucks. It sucks like a fan. You're a fan. You grow into loving the city. I was here from 98 to 2011, and obviously I'm on the radio, so I haven't left. I'm from Hawaii. So obviously you love Chicago. I'm here because I played for the Bears. You love the Chicago Bears. It sucks watching them go through that, and hopefully you're hoping they get it corrected, but you see how far they have to go, and I saw how far they had to go once Emery and Trestman left. And, the thing I thought was that if Ryan Pace and John Fox don't get it right, then we could be heading towards a scary time where they were really bad for a long time. And I'm worried because it looks like that's where they're headed. And I'm hoping that we get proved wrong, or I get proved wrong, and hopefully Mr. Trubisky's the guy, and Floyd comes out and becomes dominant and stays healthy, and Akeem Hicks, he's playing like he's playing, and Kyle Long gets healthy, and Jordan Howard continues to be a dominant running back and a final wide receiver. And, you go on and on and on about how many things this team needs to do just to be respectable. So a scary time right now for Chicago Bears and their fans, because when you take a really good look at it, it looks pretty bleak.
Do you guys notice as players when the stadium is missing 10, 15,000? And how does that affect you? I mean, you guys got a job to do and guys are trying to take your head off for 60 minutes, but how does that affect the team when you can tell that the city isn't interested in the product?
Yeah, you always notice it. And the players, I've heard a few of them say this week, a few coaches say this week that, no one feels worse about it than them, and they're not lying about that. And I'm sure that it does suck. I've been on some really bad teams, 4-12, where it's just terrible, where you know how bad you are, and you know you let the city down, and they're not lying about that. And that feeling in that locker room does suck. And sure, you notice it when you come out for warm-ups, and there's no energy in the stadium. Like, you know, we can all imagine what it's going to be like when Cleveland plays Chicago. So that's going to suck for the players out there. But like you said, once that whistle blows, I got a block to make. I got to block the guy in front of me, and I can't worry too much about how many people are in the stands.
I know Jason said this before, but I have to say that it's become appointment radio after these games, win or lose. And it's the highest compliment I can pay you is that you're sounding like the rightful heir to the seat of Doug Buffone on that postgame show. As somebody who is invested in the Bears being good, who really seems to feel the pain of the fan when the Bears are bad because of how much you care about this team and this brand, yet you're still able to speak from the head as much as the heart. And I just think it's you're doing terrific work so far, and I'm enjoying listening to you.
Well, humbled that you guys say that, guys. And I, like Golf said, I'm happy to be your guys' teammate too. Obviously, Dan knew me when I played. I never thought I'd be doing this. So when Mitch came and offered me the job, it was kind of a shock. And just to be mentioned with Doug Buffone, obviously a legend and a guy I listened to while I played, it's humbling for me. But just trying to learn from you guys and do the best I can at this new radio job that I got.
Yeah, what I'm not saying is I'm kind of pissed off about it because you're not supposed to be that good that fast. it's a learning curve. It's supposed
skipping
to,
steps.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit steeper,
steps,
I guess.
Man. Cut it out. Get a little worse or something like that.
We'll be listening after the game once again. You and Big Cat and Hub. Olin, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, guys.
Olin Kreutz brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. So it's Giancarlo Stanton telling teams where he's not interested in going. He's hanging the I'm not interested sign on a couple places. Also some numbers too. Early in the show, we were talking about Shohei Ohtani deciding on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And we mentioned what that's going to do to elevate the standing of Mike Trout.
Yeah.
I've got some numbers here that actually show you the baseball greats with whom he is walking as far as starting an MLB career. Really, what you're missing out on in not appreciating Mike Trout. You got to hear some of these numbers.
It's a newsy kind of day. The Ohtani stuff. We've got the Stanton stuff. Bears Bengals on Sunday. If you want to jump in the conversation, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We are live out here at Another Round Bar and Grill in Downers Grove. Come on and hang out with us, courtesy of Bud Light, right here on 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
To be at a point 12 games into the year where those of us that really have to watch it are exhausted by it, I can't imagine if you had a choice why you'd choose it. If you had a choice, well, aren't there better things to do with your time than to sit in front of that?
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's especially satisfying to tell you about Omaha Steaks and the Family Gift Pack at this time of the show because you're probably getting off of work, you're already thinking about dinner, and you're getting hungry. And that makes you even more interested in what I have to say when I tell you about this fabulous package that you can get as a gift for others on your list. And more importantly, you can get it for yourself. It's only $49.99, and the family gift pack at Omaha Steaks is yours when you enter Dan B in the search bar, and that gets you 75% off. You know it's awesome because it's Omaha Steaks, where they have the finest, flavorful, tender, aged beef. And right now, you get a lot of it because the family gift pack for less than $50 includes all of this. two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and how about four additional kielbasas free? That's a big package of meat. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code DANB in the search bar, and you will get it in a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. The Atlanta Falcons, in winning their eighth game of the season in Thursday night's victory over the New Orleans Saints, took a big step towards keeping their postseason hopes alive. With three games remaining and a head-to-head advantage against all of their non-division wildcard rivals, the Lions, Packers, Cowboys, and Seahawks, the Falcons fully control their destiny. In order for them to do so, though, last season's MVP, Matt Ryan, is going to have to cure his Megatron syndrome. Remember when Lions QB Matt Stafford would just throw it up to Calvin Johnson when he was in trouble? Well, Ryan did it twice last night to Uber wideout Julio Jones, and both passes were picked, killing critical scoring opportunities. Ryan's got to know better, and if the Falcons want the chance to wash away the sour taste from last year's Super Bowl, he better start doing better. I'm Tiki Barber.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg to get approved for a mortgage before you talk with a realtor. Meet Beth and Jim. They sold their home in under a week. They had 30 days to purchase a new home. The first home they purchased had major inspection issues, so Beth and Jim quickly purchased another home. They had to close within 3 weeks, so they called Team Hochberg for a mortgage, and a Team Hochberg home financing expert helped Beth and Jim secure financing and close on their home in just over 2 weeks. Unlike most other lenders, Team Hochberg has dedicated underwriters to ensure that their loans close on time. So if you want to work with honest mortgage professionals who will always quote low rates and closing costs, you need to call David and Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease? No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs. With no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who lacks original thought, creativity, who could not possibly conceive of the right thing to do in the final minutes, exposes himself yet again as a guy who coaches not to lose instead of trying to win. That guy is a flat-out detriment to the franchise quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Chicago.com.
Tomorrow, join The Score's Rosenblum and Esposito for a live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 1 at the Sears location at Chicago Ridge Mall. Don't miss out on 50% off Craftsman wrench sets and tool storage accessories, and enter in store for a chance to win the new tool storage set. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Sale sidestep kick, the 3-2 to Trout. Swing and a high fly ball. Right center field is hit way back. Aiden at the track, gone. We're even at 5 here in the 8th. Slam.
Farmio. Yeah, it's my hope that now that Shohei Ohtani is going to get all the attention that he does, that finally, people are going to start realizing how great Mike Trout is.
One of the all-time greats who people kind of sleep on.
At the peak of his powers, not just one of the all-time great baseball players, he is one of the all-time great professional athletes of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. He's been achieving at a very high level from day one.
Scott from Davenport supplied this list of players. And we're going to go from 10 to 1, the top 10 position players in the history of baseball through their first 7 years. Okay,
I'm down.
These are the starts of career, the first 7 years, the top 10 players ever. And remember that in Mike Trout's first season, he only had about 100 plate appearances. So for him, it's actually more like 6 years.
Right.
But we're gonna do this conservatively and count him as his first 7 years. This is ever going by Baseball Reference wins above replacement.
Josh Bagley.
Stop it. Number 10.
That's 8.
Number 10 is Stan Musial from 41 to 48.
Pretty good.
48.4 WAR. Number 9 is Joe DiMaggio.
Pretty damn good.
From 36 to 42, he's at 48.7 WAR. Number 8 is Barry Bonds.
Pretty good.
Started in 1986. Between then and 1992, 50.1 wins above replacement. Number 7, Jackie Robinson.
Damn good. Good.
Real good. 1947, he began, and in his first 7 years, 50.7 WAR. Just above him at number 6 is Willie Mays.
Real damn good.
51 to 58, 50.9 WAR. Number 5, and I would not have guessed this, Wade Boggs, in his first 7 years, compiled 51.5 wins between 82 and 88.
Wow.
Fourth overall in history is Mickey Mantle.
The Mick.
1951 to 1957 at 52.2. Number 3, Albert Pujols. Another teammate we didn't even mention. The fact that Albert Pujols happens to be there also. Albert Pujols from 2001 to 2007 in St. Louis had 54.7. I've got 2 players left on the all-time list of the best seasons ever. Mike Trout's number 2.
Wow.
From 2011 to 2017, Mike Trout has compiled 55.2 WAR. Number 1, any guesses?
Not A-Rod, right?
No.
Juan Uribe.
Not well. Juan, well, he compiled something else.
Yes, he was compiling other things.
Babe?
No.
Walter Johnson.
Position players.
Oh, only position players. Okay. The start of their career,
mm-hmm.
first 7 years, the greatest start to a career. First 7 years, I got nothing.
This is a first big boy table all time great.
You mentioned Barry. I said Babe. You said no.
He began in 1939.
39.
So from 39 to 48, because there were some seasons that he missed.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, indeed. 63.4.
Pretty good.
So the jump goes from 55.2 to 63.4.
Pretty good.
Even with him missing time to go fight in World War II.
Is there a chance that Ted Williams is underrated? Like, in terms of the... We talk about the 400 season and, you know...
Not at this point. But if you... You know what his... I mean, these numbers in his...
You look at Ted Williams' career. I'm not saying that we don't give it respect, but I don't think we talk about it the way we should.
You know what his slash line was in these first 7 years? 354.
Pretty good.
488.
Even better.
640.
Hella good. He got hella numbers.
That's how he described it personally.
Right, exactly.
He also
was on the red line going to 95th Street that time.
That guy. Where that story comes from.
The hella story. Dan was introduced to the word hella.
No. I was introduced to the word hella. I never told you this story.
You told me that you were on the red line.
That wasn't the first time I've heard
it. And we were talking. A brother was on the phone, and the only thing that you could make out was, I got hella guns.
He's like, guns? Yeah, yeah. I don't got guns. I got hella guns.
And he brought that story to me.
Yes, I did tell you. Yes. The first time I heard it, it was hilarious. This is 93. And
I got hella guns.
No, it was 93. And
you're on the train,
listen,
fam.
Right, you're on the train. But no, one of my jobs with the Rockford Lightning, when we didn't have an assistant coach, was to call before the season began, like during the summer, was to call all the agents of the players who held the whose rights we had to see where they were going to play.
Right.
Are you going overseas?
Right.
Are you going to go to an NBA camp?
Yeah.
Eventually, if you get cut, will you come play with us instead of going overseas, et cetera? Just sort of touching base. So I would always... I had this list that I would call the agents, and I would talk to them, and sometimes they would pitch a player. Like, I was calling one guy, and they'd get you, and they'd be like, oh, I know, yeah, he'll come play, but...
What about this point guard?
I got another guy. He might come to your free agent camp. Right. And I said, so, you know, you just sort of, you know, you doodle on a notepad, you scribble down the name, so you hand it to the coach. And I forgot who I was talking to, but, you know, it was one of the major agents at the time. And he says, well... I think he can be a really good point guard for you guys and play a hella defense.
Because that was the scouting report he told him when he signed with that agent. Like, what do you do, son? I play hella defense.
Right.
That's exactly
really?
What. Like, no rinse. Just straight spit it out.
That's how the agent is describing it. You're pitching him to me, but you're saying hella defense?
Hey, man. Come on. He speaks the lingo.
He was trying
he's part
so
of the
hard.
Yeah.
They were back to the Backstreet Boys at Jingle Bash last night.
Be careful.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Wolves Fam 4-pack. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. See what people are howling about at ChicagoWolves.com. Shohei Ohtani will not be coming to the North Side. In a statement released by his agent today, he's decided to sign with the Angels. The Giants and Cardinals have announced they're no longer in pursuit of Giancarlo Stanton, because he will not waive his no-trade clause for either of those teams. The Bears take on the Bengals on Sunday. Adrian Amos, Eddie Goldman, and Pernell McPhee are doubtful. Marvin Lewis has already ruled out 6 starters, including Joe Mixon, Vontaze Burfict, Adam Jones, and Dre Kirkpatrick. Aaron Rodgers practiced in pads today and could be back for Green Bay as early as next week. The Browns released receiver Kenny Britt, who only had 18 catches in his first year of a 4-year, $32.5 million contract. On the ice, Corey Crawford's been activated from IR and will start for the Hawks tonight against the Sabres. Vinny Hinostroza has been called up. Tanner Caro and Jean-Francois Berube have been sent to Rockford. Puck drop tonight at the UC at 7:30. At the top of the hour, Nico Mirotic is expected to make his season debut with the Bulls there in Charlotte trying to halt their 10-game losing streak. The update's brought to you by Meijer. Now through Saturday at Meijer, save over $50 with Santa Bucks. That means you decide what's on sale. Gingerbread houses are 30% off. Even if it's already on sale, save even more with Santa Bucks. Get great deals and stack on the savings with Santa Bucks at Meijer. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
You just heard from the camper.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, no.
It's on.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Usually on Friday nights, I try to stay away from the old sports room so I can just hang out with the family and watch television shows that'll make me sleep or cry. But tonight, Dan Bernstein, along with all the other live sports that people want to interact with this evening, on NFL Network. You don't have to watch it live, but I implore you to DVR the new series that they have, which is called Timeline, where they take a yearbook caption of a team. 91 Falcons is tonight's timeline.
Oh, 91 Falcons.
When Deion Sanders was on the team, when Hammer started hanging around the team, and this was tough Hammer. This was too legit to quit Hammer.
They put me in
a
mix.
Yeah, this wasn't, you know, floppy pants, everybody laugh at me, I'm about to go broke Hammer. This is I'll whoop your ass Hammer.
Turn this mother out Hammer.
Turn this mother out Hammer was like 88. That was hard
that
Hammer.
That was the jam.
And then commercial
Everybody
Hammer
Everybody was
came
trying
in.
To figure out how to do that,
man,
move.
He was terrific. Hammer, to this day, still whoop your ass, though. You don't want no smoke with Hammer.
What I do to him?
I'm just saying. Like, a lot of people...
I was there for him when he first started.
A lot of people disrespect...
I put money in that man's pocket.
I did, too. I bought the LP. You know? Hammer don't hurt... Please, Hammer, don't hurt him. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people disrespect Hammer's name on the internet. Hammer will walk your ass up and down any parking lot you want to meet him. I'm telling you now. Like, anybody that agile, anybody that could do that kind of thing. And my man Leon Rogers from GCI talks about it all the time. Fighting is about stamina. You get tired first, you getting your ass whooped. And Hammer is not getting tired. But that's not why you call.
Well, could he, like, beat a bear? I mean, what are you saying
here? I'm talking about people now. Okay. You know what? He might be able to beat the hell out of a Kodiak bear. I'm telling you now. Hammer is that dude. Mess around and talk crazy about Hammer and see you all pull up on you, whoop your whole family's ass. I'm telling you.
Stanley Burrell is that
yes,
his name?
Okay. Yes. Former didn't he get drafted in the minor leagues too?
I don't think so. He was a clubhouse attendant in
Oakland. For the A's. Right.
That's how he got the nickname. Somebody Hammer thought he looked like Hank Aaron.
Yeah, well, we all look alike. But no, 91 Falcons. Okay. Not Hank Aaron, damn it.
Well, he is in Atlanta.
MC Hammer, along with those Falcons, Andre Rison, Jerry Glanville, all those things. So 91 Timeline on NFL Network. I will be there tonight watching that. What you got tonight?
I've got Bulls and Blackhawks, depending on how long I have to sit in traffic. The Hawks don't start till 7:30, right? So I figure...
You're happy that Corey Crawford is back.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't start him. I really wouldn't, because those groin issues... I am, because...
How long you want him to continue to get their ass kicked?
I don't think you need Corey Crawford to beat the Buffalo Sabres.
They do.
Okay.
Why do you think they're forcing him in there?
I wouldn't force him in there. I think you got to take the long view here, and you'd rather have him more assuredly healthy for games that matter more. So you take a lot. What's the worst thing that happens? I mean, those you don't want a nagging groin injury to a guy who's a contender for the Vezina.
I got you, but you don't want 3 goals in 5 minutes like you saw the last time Forsberg was out
that
there.
That second goal was just... That's the kind of thing that just haunts your dream. I mean, that can't happen.
Oh, well, it happened. And they're scared that it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing what they're doing.
You need a different backup goalie. If you don't think you can play your backup because you're worried about a goal like that happening again, get a different guy.
Well, the levees broke on him because you put him out there too many times. There's a reason he was a backup. I mean, he had a couple of games where you're like, oh, look at this. You know, the Hawks just aren't playing good defense in front of him. And then after a while, you see why he's not starting goalie material.
Either way, I will be watching those sporting events leading up to my watching of the Bears game on Sunday.
Yeah, Bears-Bengals.
I don't
book it. Bears are winning this weekend. Book it.
We've got lunch on it.
Mitchell Trubisky, 260 yards.
Oh, can
three
I
touchdowns.
Get some side action on that?
Three touchdowns.
Burned on this. I've got under. Under.
For so true.
I've got under and under on both the touchdowns and the yards.
260 and three touchdowns.
Under.
And Bengals don't want no smoke. Bears are in town, baby. Short week. You remember when you played the Bears.
Cut them off.
All right, fellas, what do you guys got back there?
I got to point the thumb at myself this week because I'm disappointed that with the Bears and Bengals playing this Sunday that we did not contact James Lofton and reach out to his thoughts of Andy Dalton's playing days for this coming Sunday.
Okay. Everybody's excited to see
you. So I got to point the thumb at myself and the disappointment there. This Saturday, usually after the Heisman, like the best 30 for 30s in the tradition of ESPN bringing those out have been brought out. The U, Pony XS, a couple of the other ones, the Bo Jackson one, a few others. This is the first time they're not doing it. So I guess my it's on is the disappointment that they're not having one of their better 30 for 30s premiere after that on Saturday after the Heisman, because usually the last 5-6 years, that's been some of their best work.
Oh, the Heisman is this weekend.
I gotta get
it's kind of an afterthought because it's such a runaway.
And you don't kind of care about the Heisman anymore, do you? Like, I've been told.
When was, like, the last race? Like, actual.
Like really intriguing.
Like, you didn't know going into Saturday.
I'm telling you, I've
like, it's once every maybe 10 years?
The Larry Fitzgerald year. The year Larry Fitzgerald didn't win the Heisman, I was like,
Jason White did?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm good. Larry Fitzgerald's out there catching the ball with his feet. And Jason White's playing on a professional team, pretty much. You know, the monkey driving a limo with 48 touchdowns, they give him a damn award. I was done after that. I've been told, though, if three people die, I get a Heisman vote here soon. So I'm going to murder somebody.
Let's make a list.
Right. I've been, you know, we can't all be
Heisman. This list. I'm always making lists.
We can't all be Heisman voters like my man Dan Bernstein.
Hey,
you know?
All they did was ask me, and I said yes.
It's nobody. Been 17 years now. Watch a lot of college football. Nobody's asked me.
My only question is who's second. We all know who's first. I just have got to decide between those two finalists to figure out who's second. And you know my rule. I haven't decided yet, but generally I think quarterback is a more important college football player.
I was watching the award show last night, and Bryce Love, really sharp dude, man.
Like, so how do they have the finalists if all the votes aren't in?
The votes aren't in at all. Really, most people wait till the last minute.
But how do they have the finalists?
Like, how late, how last minute are you there at the ceremony shouting your name out?
Right.
Like, who's the Oklahoma guy that's always yelling Boomer Sooner in the background? Dan's yelling his vote.
The former running back who's concussed. Yeah, who's the running back that's concussed? The old head who's always wearing the crazy clothes. The brother. You know who I'm talking about. The Oklahoma running back. Hey, idiot, I'm talking to you.
Billy Sims.
Yes, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm talking to you, and you're sitting there reading emails. All right,
Billy Sims, and Sam Bradford got all weird about it. Okay. Remember, he's like, Sooner.
Yeah, because he doesn't. Sooner. Because there's some old brother who's living his glory every time they all understand. Shut your dumb ass up. This ain't about you. All right, Tanny, what do you got?
Friday nights are a good night to grab a beverage and catch up on the Untitled Action Bronson Show. I missed a few episodes. We got episodes with Mario Batali, Michael Rapaport, Michael Imperioli, and even Rosie Perez. So I'll be checking that out on Viceland.
Wow,
so, yeah.
Even Rosie Perez. There
hey,
you go.
Hey, Jason, come on. Jump in here.
Well, come on. Rosie Perez is a goddess. She is a national monument, my friend. You will not besmirch or disrespect the name of one Rosie Perez at all.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, long time.
Thank God for the left nipple.
Yeah, you know, and you can't tell me everybody didn't try the ice technique after they watch Do the Right Thing. And if you haven't watched
ice.
Do the Right Thing, Tom Thibodeau's screaming at you to shove a pick and roll to the baseline when you're trying to, you know, get it on with your lady. That now you're gonna have me thinking about that anytime I look at ice.
Sal, put some brothers up on the wall.
If Tom Thibodeau was in Do the Right Thing, how would it sound? Oh, God.
Man, your Jordans is messed up.
Ice, ice, ice.
Where's my Miller High Life?
Love, hate. Now, that's the thing. If Tom Thibodeau was Radio Raheem in Do the Right Thing, now we got ourselves a movie.
I only like Public Enemy.
D, mother. All right, that's enough. We're done. All right, so let's cut it out. Man.
Just random play. Tom Thibodeau replaces random people and Do the Right Thing.
That would be outstanding.
Ice.
Instead of Mookie. All right, we're going to take a timeout.
He just gives up on trying to say Mookie and
right,
blurts out
ice. We're going to gather ourselves. And are we going to talk to Lawrence Holmes on the other side?
Yeah.
All right.
Put some more mozzarella on that MF.
Come back and do that right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Ice, ice, ice.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
It's the holiday season. That means it's wine season. And don't screw around and don't misspend your money, because there's a good chance that you are overspending for really good wine. And if you do appreciate good wine, you've got to go with chwine.com and the wines that are curated by Cameron Hughes, because he's a negociant with relationships with all of the high-end wineries. So you get great wine, but at a fraction of the price, because all it is a different label. It's just Cameron's name on the bottle and a number because of the deals that he has with these wineries. Here's a perfect example, and if you are a fan of big-time Cabernet, this is one. The Lot 607. It is from Walla Walla, and this is a 92-point wine. Gold medal at the San Francisco International Wine Competition, 96 points, and a platinum medal at the 2017 Winemaker Challenge. This is a blockbuster from an iconic Washington State producer. This wine sells for $100 plus on its original label. You are going to get it right now for $21 a bottle. This is a big, dense, chewy, opaque in the glass Cabernet. You're talking about this brooding Cabernet trifecta with the blue and red and black fruit, the florals, and then you get the graphite and dark chocolate espresso bean notes on the finish. This is the wine for you. And what you're going to do is you're going to go to chwine.com and make sure you enter the code Dan, and you will get free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier grade corkscrew. You're going to want to get a case of the 607 while they still have it at $21. It is the biggest steal going right now. Three or more bottles, free shipping, and the free corkscrew. You're trying already hugely discounted wines, and then you get this deal. chwine.com, enter Dan. You're thinking about gifts. You're thinking about putting this on your rack and letting it sit for 10 years, or putting it in your cellar, or cracking one, letting it breathe for an hour, and open it as soon as it arrives. It works for everything. chwine.com, enter Dan.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Powerball jackpot. Now that jackpot's more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Powerball tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort. And you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell. And Transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. That music means there is somebody back at the Score Studios.
Not just somebody.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't want to sell him
one
short.
One of the greatest of all time, ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Holmes.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate that.
Hello.
This has been a bizarre show. I have...
Thank you.
I have tuned in and, you know, like, you kind of going throughout your day, and I tune in at one moment, and Jason's talking about breaking the hip of the fitness lady. I tune in another moment. He's got a dossier on Crittenden that, you know, like, got his whole family history. You know, I'm sitting in here putting stuff together for the nighttime show, and Dan's doing weird Tibbs voices and Do the Right Thing. It's,
yeah, man. Today was that day. You know, when we get out and about, we act like we got no damn sense. You know, we're the kids that have to have that talk. You know, the parents have to have that talk before you go in the store. Now, when you get in this store, you better act right. We never have had that talk, though. So when we get outside, we just don't act right. And I think the Bud Light people are happy with that.
They should be. Because every time that I tuned in, I was entertained. I know that much.
Shout out to the Nabisco plug that came through, by the way, with the hot cocoa Oreos. I don't know if this has hit the market yet, but...
Have you tried it?
No, one of our guys dropped by and dropped off a little pack of snacks for us as well.
I mean, I'm all for them experimenting, but I feel like they've gone a little too far.
Of course they have.
Shut it down!
And really...
The golden Oreo success got to the heads.
Yeah, yeah, I know that's your favorite, like, that's your go-to. Yeah, but all you really need is double stuff golden and regular double stuff. You don't really need to... It's a great formula. It's all good.
I can't rock with the double stuff, man.
Really?
Too much stuff.
I'm with you. The ratio's thrown off. I'm with you.
Yeah, cream the cookie, man. It's not the proper balance.
I get you. I totally agree.
Too much stuff.
My favorite part of that was the
too think, much stuff.
I think his name was Jim, and he comes up and he hands us this stuff, and mm-hmm. I was asking questions, and he says, you know, I work for the company. It's like, you're wearing a jacket with a huge Nabisco logo.
Right, right. And your car is a cookie with wheels.
I kind of assumed that the guy bringing us a Nabisco product wearing a jacket with a giant Nabisco logo on it worked. Otherwise, you're like Chevy guy in Oak Lawn, who just is a guy who really loves Chevy.
He's Disco Stu.
They call me Nabisco Jim. I'm an insurance salesman. I just love Nabisco products.
Love Nillowolf wafers. It's all good.
I don't even know what that means. You said Chevy guy. All right, so Lawrence, what do you got for the people today?
We're going to talk about Giancarlo Stanton. We're going to talk with Christopher Hine in his last couple of weeks working for the Tribune. Jim Osarski of the Cincinnati Inquirer is going to join me to talk about this bad football game we're going to watch on Sunday. And there's other stuff as well, including bring back a portion of our interview with Mark Sapelsa, since this is last night over at Channel 9.
Yeah, you know, Mark Sapelsa, always
good man.
Always kind to me anytime I've ever run into him. We actually ran into him last year at the World Series.
Great guy. I'll miss Cleveland. Running into him at Mariano's. Yeah. He's one of the WGN folks I always see over there.
Him and Nusman?
Oh, Nusman's too big.
Yeah. No, he has somebody shops for him.
He has things brought to him.
Yeah. All right, so looking forward to it, Lawrence. I'll be listening on the way back home, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Our thank yous go out to our guests. They were Joe Cowley, Zach Zaidman, and Olin Kreutz. We have a lot of thank yous here.
Our promotions guys, L.A. Jack, and How We Doing Ty. And, of course, Danny No Cheese.
Drop. Yeah.
Danny No Cheese for the engineer. Don't worry about it. Yeah, everybody loves him with or without the sound drops. Want to thank our producers back at the lab. Executive producers, Nicky the Kid, Nick Sepkowski.
If you're going to do hockey on a football Friday, you're not going to be doing it very long.
Well, that's what I tried to tell him with his Corey Crawford talk. And the man, the myth, the legend, the audio overlord, the sultan of sound, Chris Tannehill.
I'm in football mode, and I'm in Cincinnati.
No, you're not. No, you're not, old man. You should have picked up a phone.
Thanks to another Round Bar and Grill for their hospitality.
Yeah,
they just rolled up the doors here and opened up the whole other half of the joint because they know the people are going to start rolling in and start their weekend in Downers Grove. And, of course, our friends at Bud Light for having us out here. Bud Light, famous among friends.
All right, we'll do this again on Monday,
after
a Bears victory. That's right. Bears over the Bengals. You heard it here first, and if they don't, kiss my ass. I got to get up out of here. Get back home to the city where people live. All right, for Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. If people live here, it's just, you know.
I mean, like, literally in here.
People live in here?
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Thank you for listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
You just heard from the camper.
The horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
To be at a point 12 games into the year where those of us that really have to watch it are exhausted by it, I can't imagine if you had a choice why you'd choose it. If you had a choice, aren't there better things to do with your time than to sit in front of that?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670. TheScore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games. Body odors. Manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app. Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1899, the wooden golf tee was patented.
Lou Gehrig was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame this week in 1939.
This week in 1940, the NFL championship was first aired on national radio.
Joe DiMaggio announced his baseball retirement this week in 1951.
This week in 1961, Wilt Chamberlain scored 78 points in one game.
Arthur Ashe became the first black player to be ranked number one in tennis this week in 1968.
This week in 1978 had the first game of the Women's Pro Basketball League.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
He's
a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.